Okay, so in Perikovav, page 64, the Baal Tanya opens as follows. Let's just go over the beginning of it. This is really, really critical. I mean, they call these, they refer to these kind of as the Pilish of Prokem because they're more emotional than they are cerebral. Biram kegoin do tzorech ledir. We need to know the following. Chlal Godel, a huge fundamental rule. Ki kemoishin itzochen, just like when it comes to victory, linatzeach dover gashmi, in order to be victorious in a physical challenge. Kigoin shnei anoshim ha-misavkim zemzeh, like two people who are wrestling with one another. La'apil zazeh, to overcome one another. Hine ma'echadu ba'atzlus v'kavdus. If one of them is going to be lethargic, heavy, lazy, is yunutzach bikal, he will be easily vanquished. Ve'yipoil, and he will fall at the hands of the other. Gam imu gibor yoyser, even if he is stronger be'etzem than the other guy, he's going to fall. Why? Because he is letting his guard down. Okay? So when a person lets their guard down, even if they've got all the might in the world, it isn't going to help them any if they're not putting forth their effort. Anybody who's done any physical wrestling, boxing, any of these challenging sports, they will tell you that you cannot afford to let down your guard. You let your guard down, the other guy's going to get you. Right? We got to know that the same thing applies when we are fighting with our evil inclination. One cannot beat his Yetzirah with lethargy, with laziness, with a heaviness of heart. What kind of laziness, v'kavdus? Hanim shochos me'atzvus v'timtum alev. Those qualities that come to a person from depression, sadness, or a timtum alev, a stuffed heart, ke'evin. Ki im bizrizus, the only way to win is with a shtarkeit, with an excitement, with a, what was the word you used last week?
Alacrity.
Hanimsheches misimcha, which is stems from joy, upsichas alev, and an openness of the heart. Notice what the opposite of timtum alev is. Plugged up heart, open heart, psichas alev.
So we need like an open heart operation.
Vitarosai, and cleansing it, and this is what the rest of the parak is going to talk about. Vitarosai, we call nidnu daigav etzibaylam. Cleansing the heart from worry and depression. Now he poses a question from a pasuk in Mishlei. And it's interesting, the way he touches the pasuk in Mishlei is different than the way the Mefarshim on the daf, meaning even simple pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, B'chol etzev yemoysa. And the pshat in the pasuk is referring to hard work. It does not mean depression. He's defining it here as depression. Meaning, b'chol etzev, that in sadness, in depression, yemoysa, there is an advantage. So why are you saying that depression is such a terrible thing? Doesn't it seem here that that sadness and depression is the positive, that Shlomo HaMelech is saying that there's an advantage to it? So why are you putting it down? Zokta Balatanya, nein. Read the pasuk carefully, as Rabbi Jacobson likes to say. After all, he is a Litvak. And as a Litvak, he's very medayik. Pirish yiyemoyser. Meaning the advantage of depression, the advantage of sadness, the advantage of contemplation is not what it's doing for you now. Now is a temporary stage which is really not good. But yiyemoyser. Sadness will result in something good. What is it? The stress is on the word yiya, not that being sadness or that analyzing one's ways and beating up on oneself is good, but it'll lead to something good. Mashmei says quite the opposite. That the sadness unto itself is not a good thing. It will lead you to something good. What is that good thing? How can sadness possibly lead you to something good if it's not good unto itself? So he defines it. What it will result in is true joy, to rejoice in Hashem, habo achara itzav amiti, that comes after this concept, li'itim mizumonim at designated times, alav enoisav b'mar nafshev lev nishbar, with a bitter heart, a broken heart, referred to in general Chassidus Sforim as Merirus. This is the contrast. Rav Aharon of Kalin has a great deal to talk about this, the difference between Merirus and Atzvus. They both appear on the outside the same. But the difference is, Atzvus, the person is going to pull the covers over their head and go back to sleep. Merirus will say, I blew it, but today's going to be a better day. I'm going to get out of bed and approach the world in a different way. So he says, Shayidei zeh nishbiru ruach hatumah, because by true, designated, deliberate, planned beating up, and we provide the service free of charge, by the way, you don't have to plan it for yourselves. Well, if it's designated like that, then nishbiru ruach hatumah v'sitra achra, the dark side is demolished. And we break down with that Sibrach and Kite. We break down the barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zohar writes, Ruach Nishbara Lev Nishbara V'nidka L'kim L'sivza. Anyway, okay, so there. Now I want to show you what some of the other Talmid of Hashem say about these very same concepts, very much in the same spirit, but with different nuances. So first, take a look at the Toldos Yankov Yosef. Toldos Yankov Yosef in Parshas Re'eh. I made several copies there, so try sharing. Here is another copy of the Sefer. Here's one more copy down here on the bottom. Oydish Lefarish. Says the Toldos like this. The Toldos Yankov Yosef was authored by Rabbi Yankov Yosef of Pulna, who was the first. He was a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. He was a massive genius, a massive Talmud Chacham. The Baal Shem Tov actually cited him, brought him in, and he was the first to record most of the Torah that we have, even in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov. Most of what he recorded are from the three different Sfarim that Toldos wrote. He authored the Toldos Yankov Yosef and Chumash, Ben Paris Yosef, and Ksainas Pasim. All three are his. He's referred to in many Sfarim as the Kayin HaGodol. He referred to him as the Great Kayin. So look what he writes as follows. He's commenting on a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 10. Psukim 21 through 24.
He didn't say that Kesar Shem Tov is mostly his.
All of the direct, the Baal Shem Alatov, Kesar Shem Tov, all the Likutim are mostly from him. Shemati Mimairi, I heard from my master, is his famous line. So he says as follows. Oydish Lefarish. You see the paragraph that begins, Oydish Lefarish. V'lo Yosef Eitzev Ima. Do not, again, will not add sadness with her. Now, the Baal Tanya here, at the right as we go forward, and we learned this last week, quotes this pasuk after he says, I don't have to stress the whole concept of simcha. After all, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, Tachas ha-shalei avad etos Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv levav miroiv kol, because you didn't serve Hashem with joy. And then he adds, and as everybody knows what the Arizal said. Now, what did the Arizal write? So, the posh pshat in the posuk is you're getting clobbered because you didn't serve Hashem. Emphasis on you didn't serve Hashem. Comes the Arizal and says, no, you did serve Hashem. But you didn't serve Hashem with joy. That, in a way, is worse than not serving Hashem, period. Okay? Look what the Toldos does with this. The cause of the Kisvi Arizal. The Arizal writes, Pirush HaPasuk, Tachas HaShal Yavadetos HaShem Miroiv Koil. Due to the fact that you didn't serve Hashem, Miroiv Koil. Shitzorich Shiyavidus HaShem B'Simcha Gidoyla. One's service of Hashem needs to be with such great joy. Meiroiv Kol Hoin V'Chol Simcha Soilam Hazeh. More so than any finding of a vast fortune or any other physical joy in this world. So that each mitzvah we do needs to be with such intense joy that the sense of privilege that we feel when we do the mitzvah has to be greater than any joy we would experience in any kind of physical setting. Pretty tall order. I think he says it many times. Yeah. Here he's quoting the Arizal. This is not the Baltani. This is he's quoting the Arizal. Now, then he adds the magical words, "Umachmas avodas Hashem b'simcha gedola." Adds the toldus, because of his referring to the Arizal, his avodas Hashem with such great joy, zochel l'ruach hakodesh yu'in sham. The Arizal writes, Reb Chaim Vital writes about the Arizal, as does the Charedim, that the Arizal merited his madregas that he arrived at because of his intense joy in serving Hashem. The same concept, says the Toldos, applied to King David. The Navi writes that David HaMelech danced in front of the Aron with all of his strength. It was a wild, out of control simcha. This is just a wild interpretation in the pasuk, and again, if you look at the pasuk, it is so not pshat. Here's what the pasuk is teaching. Says Shlomo HaMelech, "Kishiyirtzu li is davik ima." If a person wants to connect to the Shechina, "V'laseis kisei," and to turn himself into a chariot, "Le'ashros haShechina." Meaning, Shiyya Ima, person wants to become a partner, wants to become one with the Shechina. Hainu, Shelo Yosef Eitziv, the person's got to make sure that there is never sadness. Rak B'Simcha, there should only be joy. V'Oz, and if he does that, Hu Ima Ukiniska, then the person can know that he's with the Shechina. So look at what he does. V'Lo Yosef Eitziv. If the person has no Eitzev, the person has no melancholy, he's got no sadness, then he's Ima. Then that's a person that could be with the Shechina. What does it mean, don't add to it? Why doesn't it say don't have it at all? It's Taich, don't add to it. See, Taich is almost like what the Baltani says here. A person does need to designate times to do tshuva, but it's got to be designated. V'oz, quoting the pasuk we just learned, if a person designates time for tshuva and he's in control of the times that he is living in regret, v'oz b'chol eitzev yemaisa, then that eitzev, that sadness, is worthwhile. That sadness has value. That's good. If you're in control, you designate the time, and it's okay, I'm going to be upset with myself from 7 to 7:15, and then I go on and do what I need to do.
The simcha the rest of the time.
Then yamaisa. That's good. Rak comes Shlomo HaMelech and adds, but you can't add to that time. It's got to be designated. Here is my time to be annoyed with myself. And then the person is a person who can be with the Shechina. So it's Mamish to Nevi'im saying with the same signon, Mamish interpreting the same psukim. Okay, to Tamid the Hashem on the same page. Now, if you look in the footnotes here, it's footnote Mem Tes. He says as follows, Ein Shlah Kodesh, Shara Oisius Ois Tuf, Anchuka, Vizel the Shaina. The Shalah writes as follows, Gila Rabba Chosad Makobo Maria Ashkenazi Li Ish Soidoi. The Arizal revealed to the person of his secrets, referring to Reb Chaim Vital, Shekol ma shehisig, everything that he attained, that he acquired, Sheniftechu lo yisharei chachma v'ruach ha-kodesh, the fact that the gates of wisdom and a spirit of holiness was upon him, v'schar was a reward, shehayosameach ba'asiyas kol mitzvah, that he rejoiced at the performance of every mitzvah, simcha gedoylo le'en tachlis, an immeasurable joy. That's where the Arizal taught. Pirish, what do those final words of the Psukim Merev call mean more than anything? Mikoil mine tanugim sheba olam, it's got to be more than any other pleasure that exists in the world. Mikol zav upazrav avonim tevis amargolias, more so than any gold and silver and diamonds and pearls and anything. That's how the privilege we put on tefillin in the morning. We got to feel like we have a greater privilege than winning the lottery. So that's how the Talmud approaches this. Now, take a look at the Mavi Shomish. Rav Shomish was authored by Reb Kleinemus Kalman Epstein. He was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk. And this is, in a way, a little bit more hands-on practical. Bechlal, the Sefer, is a more hands-on practical Sefer. So look at the paragraph that begins. It's in the middle of the piece, which is too bad. He starts as well as Ach. You got it there where it says Ach? Here, let me kill. Take this one. No, I'm keeping this one. You take this one. Kein derech yitzer hara. Says the Rav Shomish as follows. Ach, this is a piece in Parshas Vayeshev where he's talking about the whole episode that happened with Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. Ach, kein derech hayetzer hara letzadikim gedoylim. This is what the evil inclination does with very righteous people. She'eni yochel litveis oisilachtiyoy. What does he do with great people who he can't grab them in any other way to cause them to sin? Ach, kashebo atzadik lihizbo yididuz godoyl. When the tzadik comes to a seclusion, umefash vish b'maisav, and he goes and starts analyzing his deeds. V'choyshiv la'atzmai. And every good tzaddik thinks about himself. Shehu geruah shebigeruim. He's quoting Karlbach here, that he's the lowest of the low. V'hu lefes la'ayin. And he's mamish gornish mitnisht. Right? Every good tzaddik sees himself as being the lowliest person in the world. Adrabi says, quite the contrary. Hu choyishiv la'atzmai, every good tzaddik thinks about himself. Shumole averus, that he sees himself as being completely full of averus. Kein derech hatzadik, hamam izboidi dematzmam, this is the way of the righteous, who seclude themselves, vo'esim tshuvas gedolos, and they do great repentances. They see themselves as being very lowly people.
Just look in the mirror.
Brings us in a whole different bunch of places. And by the way, he holds that this is a telltale sign. The greater the Jew, the lower they see themselves. And it's virtually an absolute rule. That's how great people see themselves. The Maranayim, I've shared with you in the past, the Maranayim has a piece where he writes, I think it's in the second volume, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was anav ma'id mikol adam ashal p'nei adama? Did he not know that he could talk to Hashem whenever he wanted? Did he not know that he was the Noisan HaTorah? Didn't he know who he was? Says the Maranayim that a person who stands at a great distance from a mountain, so we look at the mountain, it's a grace. I could climb that in a half hour, right? Then you start getting closer, and it's not so quick, you know, and maybe not so fast. By the time you get to the foot of the mountain, you get to see how tall the mountain really is. You know that you can't climb the mountain. He says, most of us look at the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the answer to Ribbono Shel Olam is Azai Grace. I could conquer this in no time at all. the better you get to know the Rebbeinu Shalom, the greater he gets, the smaller we get. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't great despite his greatness. He wasn't humble despite his closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was humble because of his closeness with the Rosh Hashanah. The greater, the deeper, the better one knows the Rebbeinu Shalom, by definition, the more humble they're going to become. And therefore he says, you want a siman muvak as to whether or not a person is great, look at their midas hanava, look at their humility. If they're arrogant, they have no shaychus with Hashem. You can't be close to Hashem and be arrogant. So, here you got a tzaddik. Yes, a tzaddik comes and he's beaten up on himself, right? This is the designated time. Oy benicha, you know, and I am I in a balavera. Is azai. So what does the Yetzirah do? Is tachbelus soishalei Yetzirah. The Yetzirah's plan is lahavi atzadikim alalu ba'atz was godol. His plan is to get the tzaddik into a tremendous depression. Umarashcherichas v'shalom. Mamish aloliness. That the tzaddik should say about himself that he is so full of sin that his avodah is worthless. What am I doing this for? Why am I trying to learn? Why am I trying to daven? I know who I am. I know what I've done. Right? You know the nusach? You know the nusach? Oh, we've all heard the nusach, right? Now he's got him. Now these are the exact words that the Baal Tanya says here. He says that when the Yetzirah wants, he's able, when he gets the person down, he is able to drag him into horrible. Where did he say this? It was in last week's piece. I said last week that it says it right here in this parak. Return the page. He says on page 66 that we saw last week that if the person becomes worried and depressed about heavenly matters, biyadua, second line from the top here in the Tanya, biyadua, you can know for certain shutachbulas hayetze that this is the advice of the Yetzirah, kidei la'apilo yachgach betaivis chas v'shalom, to throw the person into disgusting, vulgar appetites. Because if you're a lowlife, well, guess what lowlives do? Right? You know for sure. If you didn't designate the time to do this, says the Baal Tanya, you know for sure that it's the Yatzasa Yetzer. So this is exactly what he's talking about here. Sheyermel and Havshai, going back to the Mavar Shamash, Shehum Ali Averis. He's going to say, after all your low life, you're full of sins. Then he owns the person and is able to get him to sin with the most horrible things. Ah, tzaddik tzorich zayis lahavchin tekef. But the tzaddik's got to be sensitive enough to sense immediately shezayisu machshavas yetzahara, that what he is listening to is the advice of his evil inclination. V'tzorich tekef lotzeis migeder aloz. The person must immediately escape from this form of thinking. Shloi lechashav la'atzmai. The person must stop immediately his process of contemplation of tshuva. He must immediately launch a fierce effort to throw himself into joy. That will save him from his trap of falling into the advice of the Yetzirah. Now look how he puts it into last week's parsha. V'zois ha'isa ma'isa di Yosef ha'tzadik. This is what was going on in the story with Yosef. Shira Yetzirah shel yochel achshila. The Yetzirah saw that this guy is impossible. He can't get him. He cannot reach him. Rak asher yizboided kidech ha'tzadikim. So what did he do? The Yetzirah waited for Yosef to seclude himself, just like tzadikim do. And he saw himself as being worthless. He waited for Yosef HaTzadik's hour of or moments of self-reflection. says v'zeu ve'enish me'an shabayis sham babayis. This is why the Torah says nobody else was around. Why wasn't anybody else around? Yosef was doing his part to those.
Right.
Yosef went out into the woods. Yosef went and secluded himself to beat up on himself. So nobody else was there. It's an ulema. Shibol the madregis his baydidus godol. Yosef came home when he knew nobody was there to do his baydidus, to seclude himself and contemplate his level of avedas Hashem. Kilo ein shom echad me'an shabayis sham habayis. As far as he was concerned, nobody else was around. Vayim his baydidatz moi, and Yosef was alone. Is oz rotzai yitzahara the tefsai. At that moment, the Yitzhar wanted to grab him. The Yitzhar wanted to grab him and to bring him to a melancholy, to an upset, to a depression, showing him how he is so full of averis. And by doing so, he would be able to get him to do the most horrible things. You ready? V'zehu, says the pasuk. But this Peseyu bibigdoi. She grabbed him with his bigodim. What does bigodim mean? We had by where it says by Yitzchak when he went to give the brachas biyankiv, it says bigdov. He says, Vayorach is reach bigodov. He smelled the fragrance of his clothing, say Chazal. He smelled the reach of bigdov, of his sinners. The bigodim are the rebellious ones. But this Peseyu, she grabbed him with bigdoy hainu baveris. She grabbed him in his sins. She grabbed him in his thoughts about how low he was. Melashen bebigdiba in his rebellion against her. Hainu la vioi, the goal was to bring him laatzvus. Lases tshuva re baveris. He got him into what so many of us believe is a religious pursuit of, oh, I'm so terrible. Right? It sounds so religious. If you get the person into a state of mind of atzvos, then the Yetzirah can do with him as he wishes. So what's the Yetzirah? What do we do? Alkein also the Yosef atzadik Yetzirah zois. Here's what Yosef did. Vayazev bigdoy biyada. He left the Yetzirah hold in the bag. You could keep my Averis. And he runs outside. That is to say, he escaped from his seclusion. He escaped his own thinking. His thoughts about how terrible he is. Yosef said, I am out of here. He wanted to get out of this form of tshuva that the tzaddikim do. Rakeis, now, he said, if this is leading me to sin, then this is not the time for this. He ran outside. What did he grab of all then instead? After all, we know that you can't just run away from a thought. You got to have something else to replace it with. So what does he do there? What does he think about instead? So what does he do? He runs outside. He grabbed the hold of Tiferes. Vosidus Tiferes. The great Magid says over here an astounding thing. And it's a very controversial thing. You got to be careful where you repeat it. Because it could easily be corrupted and distorted. Shtetazai. Chazal say, the Gemara Saita, that Eishes Petifar every day came to him in different clothing. She tried to entice him each time in different bigodim. The language of the Gemara is Ubigodim Shalav Shashachris Leilav Sha'arvis. The clothes that she put on for him in the morning were never the same clothes she wore at night. She always tried something else. And each time, the way Chazal explained it, she adorned herself in different ways to catch him. Yosef, when he saw all of this beauty, he said, I have no choice, I'm stuck here. Rather than looking at the physical manifestation of it, I need to see Yankev Avinu, who was Midas Tiferes. rather than looking at the lowly manifestation of Tiferes, I'm going to look at the beauty in Yaakov Avinu, meaning I am going to say, well, that's really beautiful, but I'm not going to look at it as it's appearing on a vulgar, lowly, sick woman. I'm going to look at it and see in it the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beauty of gold and silver and whatever else there was. He only looked to the spirituality of the matter, not on the physicality. He says, that's nearest le demus diyuknei shel aviv. He saw in her his father's image.
That's awesome.
Yes? He saw in all the stuff that she was trying to do, instead of looking at it as its physical manifestation, he saw in her demus diyuknei shel aviv. That's a great person. That's what he quotes. B'shem harav HaKadosh B'tzini Kaddish HaMereni Rav Doiv. Now, so that's what he's referring to. Now look at it here. You see, you have a better glimpse into what he's saying here. Up until now, he was beating up on himself. Now, instead, he grabs a hold of this midah of splendor. Instead, he had to turn himself away from the beating up on himself, and instead, he needed to adapt at this moment. He needed to adopt the midah of Yankiv, which is Tiferes, the Hechsik Atzmei B'Simcha. He turned from self-analysis and rejection and lowliness to the Midah of Simcha. This saved him from the attribute of the Yetzirah of Yadu HaKol, and everybody saw from that moment on that Yosef was tzaddik yisrael. Then Yosef, using this midah of simcha, is the tzaddik yisrael. V'zeh pirush haposuk. Look at this. There's incredible touch in the posuk in Tehillim. Ure'ei im derech eitzev bi. Posuk in Tehillim. Behold, contemplate. If I'm being confronted with atzvus, with sadness, that's the tachbul of the Yetzer HaLachshile, that's how he gets us down. He gets us by getting us down on ourselves. Az necheni b'derech haylem. The Eitz has got to be, get me out among people. Kifi shenema ve'yonas ve'yetze hachutza. Necheni b'derech haylem. Guide me in the way of the world. Guide me out to interact with other people. Mm-hmm. So that I will bring in the ways of the splendor of people. I mean, you got to get out of the hispaidus at that moment. If a person sees that even as the Baltanya is teaching us, that there's a designated time for it, but that designated time is not resulting, as he said, in an explosion of joy in Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And going back to what Ramatullah teaches, we learned it in Peli Yitz together a bunch of times, where he says, that the quotes the famous Medrash that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to have a dira b'tachtoinim. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to have a dwelling place among the low. So Ramatala says that a person should say to themselves, Rebbeinu Shlom, if that's your desire, I'm your man. It doesn't get any lower than me. I'm ready to be your dwelling place, because if you want to have a dira b'tachtoinim, I've got it for you. And then a person should launch into a kiyum mitzvah at that moment, whether it's limud Torah or a tefillah or putting on tefillah, whatever it might be, with a tremendous joy, because after all, at that moment, the person should see themselves as being the opportunity of fulfilling the very purpose of creation. The purpose of creation was to have a diyuk b'tachtonim. I just came to a full-fledged, solid decision that I am as tachton as they get, and therefore, by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment, I am fulfilling the ultimate desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. Wow. So, again, obviously on this topic, there are untold number of Chassidish Sforim that address this issue and how to deal with it. I just wanted to give you a small taste of what the other Talmid Baal Shem teach about, A, the dangers of uncontrolled Hizbaydadus and looking down at oneself. And as we see in the Mavar Shemesh, there's dangers even in the control time. A person needs to monitor to see if it's not leading to positive things. You got to get out. To show exactly how he interprets this pasuk of b'chol etziv yamaser, that there's an advantage in the contemplation, which is breaking down the barriers. And as the Toldos taught us, that again, in that designated time, it's positive, but otherwise, it requires a tremendous simcha. And Mirat Hashem, unless I find another gold mine, then next week we will move on to Perek Chav Zayin. It's very important for those of you who did not see the second half of Perek Chav Vav to catch up with that, because that's where he addresses those of us who try to convince ourselves that our sadness is the result of contemplation of our sins and so on, that's really a delusion and a tzasa yetzer to get us down.
Chaim, Chaim.
Chaim al-Vracha.